At 12:02, the door opens and two men come into the lobby. One is tall, with black hair combed in a 50s pompadour. The other is short and bespectacled. Both are wearing suits. All of Nick's men wear suits. Billy knows the tall one from out west. He's been with Nick a long time. His name is Frank McIntosh. Because of the pomp, some of Nick's men call him Frankie Elvis, or, now that he has a tiny bald spot in back, Solar Elvis. But not to his face. Billy doesn't know the other one. He must be local. McIntosh holds out his hand. Billy rises and shakes it.
Hey, Billy, been a while. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Frank.
This is Paulie Logan.
Hi, Paulie. Billy shakes with the short one.
Pleased to meet you, Billy.
McIntosh takes the Archie Digest from Billy's hand.
Still reading the comics, I see.
Yeah, Billy says. Yeah, I like them quite a bit. The funny ones. Sometimes the superheroes, but I don't like them as much. McIntosh breezes through the pages and shows something to Paulie Logan.
Look at these chicks. Man, I could jack off to these.
Betty and Veronica, Billy says, taking the comic back. Veronica is Archie's girlfriend, and Betty wants to be.
You read books, too?
Logan asks.
Some, if I'm going on a long trip, and magazines, but mostly comics.
Good. Good, Logan says,
and drops McIntosh a wink. Not very subtle, and McIntosh frowns, but Billy's okay with it.
You ready to take a ride? McIntosh asks.
Sure. Billy tucks his digest into his back pocket. Archie and his bosomy gal pals.
There's an essay waiting to be written there, too, about the comfort of haircuts and the attitudes that don't change, about Riverdale and how time stands still there.
Then let's go, McIntosh says.
Nick's waiting.
2. McIntosh drives. Logan says he'll sit in back because he's short. Billy expects them to go west because that's where the fancy part of town is, and Nick Majerian likes to live large, whether home or away, and he doesn't do hotels. But they go northeast instead. 2 miles from downtown, they enter a neighborhood that looks lower middle class to Billy, 3 or 4 steps better than the trailer park he grew up in, but far from fancy. No big gated houses. Not here. This is a neighborhood of ranch houses, with lawn sprinklers twirling on small patches of grass. Most are one story. Most are well maintained, but a few need paint, and there's crabgrass taking over some of the lawns. He sees one house with a piece of cardboard blocking a broken window. In front of another, a fat man in Bermuda shorts and a wife beater sits in a lawn chair from Costco or Sam's Club, drinking a beer and watching them go by. Times have been good in America for a while now, but maybe that is going to change. Billy knows neighborhoods like this. They are a barometer, and this one has started to go down. The people who live here are working the kind of jobs where you punch a clock. McIntosh pulls into the driveway of a 2-story with a patchy lawn. It's painted a subdued yellow. It's okay, but it doesn't look like a place where Nick Majerian would choose to live, even for a few days. It looks like the kind of place a machinist or lower echelon airport employee would live, with his coupon-clipping wife and 2 kids making mortgage payments every month and bowling in a beer league on Thursday nights. Logan opens Billy's door. Billy puts his Archie Digest on the dashboard and gets out. McIntosh leads the way up the porch steps. It's hot outside, but inside it's air-conditioned. Nick Majerian stands in the short hallway leading down to the kitchen. He's wearing a suit that probably cost almost as much as a monthly mortgage payment on this house. His thinning hair is combed flat. No pompadour for him. His face is round and Vegas tanned. He's heavy set, but when he pulls Billy into a hug, that protruding belly feels as hard as stone.
Billy!
Nick exclaims and kisses him on both cheeks. Big, hearty smacks. He's wearing a million-dollar grin.
Billy, Billy, man, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Nick.
He looks around.
You usually stay somewhere fancier than this,